Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Noah from Tacoma is. Noah, are you there?
Yeah, and I'm ready.
That's what I like to hear. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Noah has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'll do it.
What fruit is made up of 92% water?
Watermelon.
Correct. What coffee chain released Valentine's Day themed drinks?
Pass.
What injury is caused by freezing of the skin and underlying tissues?
Hypothermia?
No.
Frostbite.
Correct. According to Google, what is the most popular rodent to have as a pet?
Squirrel?
No.
guinea pig.
No.
Hamster?
Yes. Jerry Rice won 3 Super Bowl titles with what team?
49ers.
Correct. What sauce consists of mayo, pickles, and lemon juice?
Chick-fil-A sauce?
No.
Ketchup?
No.
Barbecue sauce?
No. When it comes to computers, what does USB stand for?
Pass.
Who played Phil in the 90s comedy Groundhog Day?
Pass.
What city is considered the fashion capital of the USA?
L.A.
No. Noah, you got 4 correct.
Ooh.
Also, I just love that you guessed squirrel for a popular rodent as a pet.
Let's go.
I feel like, Taryn, if you could, you would.
I would. I would be like Cinderella.
They are pretty cute.
They are.
All right, Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
What fruit is made up of 92% water?
Celery?
No.
Oh, yeah, fruit. Watermelon.
There we go. What coffee chain released Valentine's Day themed drinks?
Bigfoot Java.
No.
It's got to be Starbucks.
Of course
it is. I feel like every coffee place I could say, though, has a Valentine's
Day
drink.
What injury is caused by freezing of the skin and underlying tissues?
Cryogenics?
No.
What was the question again?
What injury is caused by freezing of the skin and
hypothermia.
Underlying tissues? No.
Oh. Frostbite.
There we go. According to Google, what is the most popular rodent to have as a pet?
Gerbil.
No.
Ferret?
No.
Rodent. A mouse.
No.
Hamster.
There we go. Jerry Rice won 3 Super Bowl titles with what team?
49ers.
Correct. What sauce consists of mayo, pickles, and lemon juice?
Tartar.
Yeah. When it comes to computers, what does USB stand for?
What was that?
When it comes to computers, what does USB stand for?
Universal Service Port. Box.
No. Like, where did the P come from? Wow. Steve, you got 5 correct.
Aye.
And I hate to say it, but it's a win.
Let's go.
5-4. Noah, that was close, though.
Yeah.
Oh.
Next time, Noah.
If only he had
He wouldn't be good at post-game interviews if he was a football player.
No.
How'd that game go? Yeah.
Yeah, not great. Mm-hmm. He should have just guessed Starbucks for coffee chain, but he didn't. You eventually got hamster, which he eventually got, but at first he said squirrel, which just thinking a squirrel's a little pet would be so precious.
It would be awesome.
And when it comes to computers, what does USB stand for? Universal Serial Bus.
Bus.
You got the first part right.
Yeah. And the two you didn't get to, who played Phil the 90 comedy Groundhog Day?
That'd be Bill Murray.
Sure would. And Noah did not know that. He passed immediately. And what city is considered fashion capital of the USA?
That would be Puyallup, Washington.
Yeah, look at you. You're looking great.
Thank you.
New York, but close. You still won, so congrats.